Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This statement in the Bible came from the Apostle Paul. He wrote a letter to Christians sharing the truth about salvation that comes through faith in Jesus. He was teaching those who were still trying to keep hold of the law and find justification in keeping it. His statement is made to show how much he trusted in the blood of Jesus to cleanse him of sin and save his soul. The great message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that we can never, ever earn nor live righteous enough to be saved by our own merit. Salvation is offered to all who will, as Paul did, surrender to Jesus as Lord over our lives. Join us in our study as we discuss the importance of having a faith that brings us to the one who can save us.
Walk with me, walk with me. Lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, talk to me, like you spoke so tenderly. When you talk there, when you walk there by the sea. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. And let me learn to pray like he did in the Garden of Gethsemane.
We do need saving. The Bible is the source of knowledge that tells us that we are sinners, and our sins separate us from our Creator. Because of sin, we cannot live in the presence of the Almighty. Many passages throughout the Bible make these facts true. God created Adam and Eve sinless. They sinned when they ate of the forbidden fruit. They turned away from God and decided to fulfill their own will rather than to obey the one commandment from God, so they ate that forbidden fruit. From that time on, When sin entered into the human race, we fall by temptation to satisfy our own will. Satan uses the very same temptations that he used on Eve to take us down that same road of choosing to indulge our fleshly nature in various ways. However, we are not doomed to the sins of the flesh. Jesus has come into this world to save sinners. He came to bring the good news, which is the gospel that continues to be preached to our world. Jesus overcame Satan. He defeated him. While in this fleshly world, Jesus did not sin. He prevailed over all the temptations of the evil one. He has made a way possible for us to live forgiven of our sins. The message is about faith in Jesus. This faith is a calling to turn away from living under the yoke of sin. We cannot do this by ourselves, but with God's help, we can overcome the power of the evil one. The Lord Jesus has invited us to do as the apostle did and surrender our lives to him. When Paul said that he had been crucified with Christ, he meant not on a literal cross, but rather spiritually he had died to his own sinful nature and was raised to live a life with Christ as his Lord and Savior. Obviously, there is a change that takes place in this new birth experience. The decision to follow in the footsteps of Jesus brings us to not only be sorry for our sinful lives that we have lived, but to turn to Jesus. In Romans chapter 6, it tells us of how the Christians had been united through their baptism into the death and then raised up with Christ. This is what the apostle was describing of himself. He died with Christ. And it was no longer him who lived, but Christ lived in him. The truth of the matter is that we must be transformed into the likeness of Jesus through the nature of God. By the renewing of our minds, as Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, we are being transformed into this new person. We begin to take on the Christian graces or the Christian virtues. Our hearts are filled with the fruit of God's Holy Spirit. That nature is one of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as we read about the fruit of the Holy Spirit there in Galatians. The Apostle Peter wrote to admonish us in our spiritual growth. He says, by adding to our faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love, we are becoming more and more like the Lord. He said that if we have these qualities in an increasing measure, they keep us living an effective and productive spiritual life. One of the truths that we take from Paul's statement is that it takes a sacrificial commitment to follow Jesus. The Lord himself told folks to count the cost of following him. Some said that they would be willing to follow Jesus when it was easy and convenient for them. But that road doesn't exist. Being crucified with Christ, Paul gave up his own will to accomplish the will of God. What all that meant, we may never fully know about Paul, but we do know that he made that choice. To make such a sacrifice isn't just a momentary experience. Living for Christ is a lifestyle. It is a surrender day after day to let Jesus live through us. The teachings of Christ are given to be obeyed. In Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul refers to the Christians having obeyed the form of doctrine to which they had been taught. They responded to Christ, having heard what Christ commanded of them. They surrendered then their lives to Jesus and were baptized into him, laying down their old life of sin and being raised to live a new life in him. Finally, Christ does live within us. When we are born again, we receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. He comes to indwell us, and he's there to comfort, encourage, and guide us in our new walk of faith. Our bodies become God's holy temple because his Spirit lives within us. If you have not made the choice to receive the gift of salvation in Christ, we present to you this day that Jesus is inviting all who will come and believe in him. the Son of God, who came to pay the debt of sin and give eternal life. Paul's choice to die with Christ was motivated because he knew how much Jesus loved him. And I pray today that you will know how much he loves you.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.